live with every day. I think, sadly, we often forget that. It could be because we're busy. Most of us are busy. Also, I think we lose a bit of the wonder. Like, the clean water coming out of our tap no longer has the same thrill for us as it seemed to have for that man on that video. So there are many things that we should be grateful for, but we probably don't think enough about. So let's just take a pause right now. What are you most grateful for today? What are the things that you're very thankful for? Now, I've cheated. I've prepared earlier. And for me, what I'm most grateful for is not so much what I'm most grateful for, it's who I'm most grateful for. Would that be true of you? Who am I most grateful? So I made some preparation here, and I just picked some names, but John Badger. Where are you, John Badger? He's in Canberra. Okay, well, I'm grateful for John. John always rocks up to our church, and he does a lot of quiet, handy work around the place whenever his daughter-in-law asks him to. So he's very good like that. But Caitlin, you're there. I'm really grateful for this. Just can you pass that back to Caitlin? I'm really grateful for your singing last week. Was it last week? Remember Caitlin, you sang, and it was just delightful to listen to that. Hamid, where's Hamid? Up the back. Hey, my friend. Hamid is he cleans our church. So all the rubbish you leave in our church, Hamid is going to deal with tomorrow. Oh, maybe the day after. But Hamid, you are such a wonderful man, and thanks for your service to us. Denise, is Denise here? Denise is a very quiet person. And is she there? Oh, there you go. See, she is so quiet, she wouldn't even want to put her hand up. But Denise, I am thankful for you always have this wonderful smile, and you do this, you are a quiet servant of God. So thank you, Denise. Is Barbara Adcock here? No, is she here? I can't see her. But she sends me really long emails, Barbara. I just want to thank you for that, Barbara. But no, she sends me really long emails that are very thoughtful. If I preach, she probably writes nearly an email longer than my sermon in response to what I've preached on. Now, Renee, here you are. Hi. I'm really grateful you're part of our church. Renee and Alan got married this year. Isn't that fantastic? And so it's been such a blessing to be part of your life. Liam. Where's Liam? Oh, here he is. I've written here, Liam, may your enthusiasm find inspiration. He's very enthusiastic. He's just a man looking for a mission. So I'm looking forward to what God has for you, brother. Angela. Oh, yes. April, where's your mum? Over here. Hello, Angela. I've been so encouraged by the way that your faith influences your friendships. It's been fantastic to see your friends come along on Sunday night. Caleb. I know Caleb's around here somewhere. I saw him. Caleb, you are Mr. Enthusiasm. I love how you love life. Keep enjoying all that God gives you, fella. Is Glenda Congdon here? Steve Clark. Glenn, can you pass it down to Steve? He's up the back there. Okay, I'll come to her. Steve? Steve is an enthusiast on World War history, it turns out. In particular, and he has been super passionate this year, and it's been fantastic to be part of your enthusiasm. Now, where is Glenda? Someone sit up the back there. Oh, there you are. So, Glenda, I met this lady last at the street party the other day, and she has been part of your play group. She loved the way you served her. So I'm really grateful for that. I could keep going. I've got more here. Barry Booth. Where's Barry Booth? I know I saw him. Oh, the other side, of course. Barry, you are an amazing encourager. And I also know that you practically care for people. So he would hate me saying this, but I'm so grateful for you. I could keep going. And I should keep going. I've got a couple more here, but are you grateful for people? There's a lot of people in our life that are amazing gifts to us. And overall, what I'd say I'm most grateful for, though, is I honestly am most grateful for God. And Christmas is an awesome time to remember why. Because it reminds us that God is a generous, good giver of gifts. And especially the gift of his son, Jesus. Those two Bible passages we heard from talk a little bit about the incredible cost it was for God to give and the amazing benefit it is for us to receive. So that passage in Romans says that God, who did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all, how will he not also give us all things? It's no small thing. I need us all to understand. It's no small thing for any of us to surrender to others who'll be, you know, hurt them, people we love. It'd be no small thing to do that. But what we know with God in the giving of his son Jesus is we know that he gave the son he most loved, that son experienced our worst so that we might get God's best. And that is extraordinary, that we have gotten so much good through Jesus. And in fact, all those people I've named just then, I would suggest that I even receive them in my life as gifts from God. And those things that they do often having been inspired by God. And the other amazing benefit it talks about in those two Bible passages that we read is that once we were slaves, Galatians says, but because of Jesus, and because God sent his own son, born of a woman under law, he came to rescue us and make us children of God. Which means that we're no longer strangers to God. He knows each one of us. Today, I've gone through the crowd and just pulled out, I don't know, 10, maybe 15 names and said something special about them. Well, God knows each of us in more ways than just that. And what he wants from us is that we might belong to him and be his children. And I love how it says in that Romans passage that if God did not spare his own son, but he gave him up for us, it says this: if God is for us, who can be against us? Isn't that amazing news? That at the heart of the universe, the creator of all, is so invested in you that he'd give his own son, and indeed he is keen and eager to graciously give you all things. He's for you. That's a seriously good message. And that's all starts, and all our confidence all begins because of the message of Christmas. So, that message of being grateful, it's an important one. I think not just for Christmas Day. Wouldn't it be an important, a great habit to have if we found a way of being grateful every day? There's a website I know, I saw it started, you could 365 thanks. And this lady does that, she just is thankful for one thing a day. But it would be fantastic if we had a posture in life where we looked for blessing and found it and were thankful for it. Another important habit would be to recognize that blessing comes from the hand of a good God. Not only the God that gave us his son, but every day is blessing us with the family that we have, with the work, the food, the fun, all these things that we live with and enjoy. So I wonder if there's something you could do to kick those habits off today. Already, I hope you've written lots of cards for people, saying good things about them. I wonder if today, though, you could go up to them face to face. This is an old-fashioned idea. We used to talk to people face to face, not just texting. I'd like to say just young people do that, by the way. I found everybody does it now. Talk to somebody face to face and embarrass them by thanking them for what they have given you in your life. I wonder if you could do that today. And I wonder as well if you could kick off the great habit of being thankful to God by thanking God for the good that's in your life. Often when I'm lying down, about to go to sleep, and I reflect on what I'm surrounded by in my life. I'm surrounded by an incredible house. I'm in a great bed. I'm lying next to this awesome woman who's my wife. I have 4 incredible children. I have a meaningful job that I can go to. I have friends that are extraordinary in their love. Wider family that's probably wider than I sometimes want, but they're amazing and incredible. Isn't that the right way to finish your day? And I'm thankful for all of that, but I thank God because I firmly believe He is generous and He's good and He's the giver of all these good things. Let me pray now as we do that. So our God, we are so grateful for all that we have in life. We do know, God, that gratefulness isn't just bound to circumstance. We know that, in fact, it's a heart attitude. There are people in our world who have less than we have, yet live, I think, with greater gladness. There are people who are unwell, and yet they have a thankfulness for what they have. So I do pray for us all that we wouldn't miss all the gifts that surround us, and that whatever circumstance we have in life, that you'd open our eyes to the real blessing that you provide every day. I pray this day that you might open our eyes to the incredible blessing of Jesus. This is why I can say these things so confidently. Because God, you have given us your Son. You did not spare him, but you gave him freely so that we who were slaves might become children of God. That's why I can be so confident that you are generous and good and kind and compassionate. It's because of what we see in Jesus. So this day, we want to give you particular thanks for that extraordinary generosity, your greatest gift and your biggest blessing. We give you thanks for that. And I pray, Lord, that this won't be just a Christmas Day thing, but even that you might be stirring in our hearts that this could be the way our lives are. This I pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.